Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Saturday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yearim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With simplicity of heart,
I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
Come, consider the works of the Lord,
the marvels he has created on this earth.
From the book of Job. And it came to pass, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and with your two friends, for you have not spoken rightly concerning me, as has my servant Job. Now, therefore, take 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up a holocaust for yourselves. And let my servant Job pray for you, for his prayer I will accept, not to punish you severely. For you have not spoken rightly concerning me, as has my servant Job. Then Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did as the Lord had commanded them, and the Lord accepted the intercession of Job. Also, the Lord restored the prosperity of Job after he had prayed for his friends. The Lord even gave to Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brethren and his sisters came to him, and all his former acquaintances, and they dined with him in his house. They condoled with him and comforted him for all the evil which the Lord had brought upon him, and each one gave him a piece of money and a gold ring. Thus the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his earlier ones, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses, and he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Of whom he called the first Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hapuk. In all the land, no other women were as beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brethren. After this, Job lived 140 years, and he saw his children, his grandchildren, and even his great-grandchildren. Then Job died, old and full of years.
The Lord said to Eliphaz, "You and your friends have not spoken truthfully of me, as has my servant Job.
He will pray for you.
I shall hear his prayer and forgive you your foolishness in speaking against me.
He will pray for you.
A reading from the Exposition on John by St. Thomas Aquinas, priest. Christ himself is the way, and therefore he says, "I am the way." This certainly is eminently right, for through him we have access to the Father. Since this way is not separate from its end, but joined to it, he adds the truth and the life. Thus he is himself at once both the way and the goal. In his human nature, he is the way, and in his divine nature, he is the goal. Therefore, speaking as man, he says, "I am the way," and speaking as God, he adds, "the truth and the life." These two words are an apt description of this goal, for this goal is the object of human desire, and a man desires two things above all. In the first place, he wants to know the truth, which is peculiar to him, and secondly, he wants to continue to exist, which is common to all things. Christ is the way by which we come to know truth, though he is also that truth. Lead me, O Lord, in truth, and I shall enter into your way. Christ is also the way to come to life, though he is also that life. You have made known the ways of life. Therefore, he is designated the end of this way by truth and life, about which we have spoken above with reference to Christ. First, he himself is life, for life was in him. Then he is truth, because he was the light of men, and light is truth. If then you are looking for the way by which you should go, take Christ, because he himself is the way. This is the way, walk in it. And Augustine says, "Make man your way, and you shall arrive at God." It is better to limp along the way than stride along off the way. For a man who limps along the way, even if he only makes slow progress, comes to the end of the way. But one who is off the way, the more quickly he runs, the further away he is from the goal. If you are looking for a goal, hold fast to Christ, because he himself is the truth, where we desire to be. My mouth shall reflect on the truth. If you are looking for a resting place, hold fast to Christ, because he himself is life. Whoever finds me finds life, and receives salvation from the Lord. Therefore, hold fast to Christ, if you wish to be safe. You will not be able to go astray, because he is the way. He who remains with him does not wander in trackless places. He is on the right way. Moreover, he cannot be deceived because he is the truth, and he teaches every truth. He says, "For this I was born, and for this I have come to bear witness to the truth." Nor can he be disturbed because he is both life and the giver of life. For he says, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly."
The Lord restored to Job twice as much as he had before, and his brothers and sisters came and comforted him.
The Lord blessed Job in his last days more than he had at the beginning.
The Lord is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your strength. With every trial, he will also give you a way out of it.
The Lord blessed Job in his last days more than he had at the beginning.
Let us pray. O God, whose providence never fails in its design, keep from us, we humbly beseech you, all that might harm us,
and grant all that works for our good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.